waiting for my turn to be fingerprinted at the local police station had given me plenty of time to think. I was working on the next item of my bucket list. All the things I wanted to do or try as I continued on my weight loss journey. I was feeling proud of the progress I'd made so far, but this next one wasn't just some wild activity or silly adventure. This was going to involve another person. I wondered if I was really ready to be a mentor. I sat on the hard wooden chair and did my best to pretend that I was comfortable. I had been just fine a few hours before. Now my legs were beginning to go numb. I had jumped through all of the hoops I needed to in order to become a big sister. Getting fingerprinted would complete my background check, and then I'd be ready to go. I was looking forward to meeting the young girl that I would mentor. As I continued to wait to be called up to the front of the line, I tried not to let my impatience show. I knew that even though the process was nearly complete, I was still under a microscope. It was strange how nerve-wracking it had been for me to seek approval. Was I good enough to be a big sister? Next. I looked up to see a man standing in front of the large wooden desk that separated the police from the public. "Yes, you," he said. I stood up and straightened my skirt. I felt like I was in the ultimate principal's office. He managed what looked like a strained smile, then turned and walked down a hallway. I followed after him. We passed several windowless doors. My imagination ran wild with what might be behind them. Was a criminal being interrogated? Was there a valuable witness squirreled away behind one of the doors? Perhaps, more likely, they were just closets. "Here we are," he said. He didn't look much like a police officer. He wore a button-down plaid shirt with dark brown trousers. I didn't see a badge anywhere on him. He gestured for me to sit down in front of a small table. "Here?" I asked. "Yes, there." I sat down in the chair. It felt strange to be in a police station preparing to get my fingerprints taken. I had never been involved in anything that could get me arrested as a youth, and certainly not as an adult. I had to remind myself that I was there voluntarily and would be walking out when he was finished. "I'll need your right hand," he said. I held out my right hand. He grasped it and guided my fingers to the ink pad. He rolled each fingertip in the ink and then pressed each of my fingers down on the card. "Now your left." He repeated the process with each of the fingers on my left hand. I watched as my fingerprints appeared on the card he was using. I'd never really thought about the fingerprints that I left behind on everything that I touched. "All set," he said. "Let me just get you something to clean your hands." He glanced around the small table, then he frowned. "As usual. Someone's taken the wipes and didn't put them back. I'll be right back." He grumbled under his breath as he walked away. A few minutes after he was gone, another police officer headed in my direction.
"Ma'am, are you supposed to be here?"
he asked. I took one look at his bright eyes and rugged features, deciding that jail might not be so bad. "I'm just waiting for something to wipe my hands." He raised an eyebrow. "I was getting my fingerprints done, and there aren't any wipes, so I'm just waiting for one."
"Oh, well, you're not supposed to be alone back here," he said. "I'll just stay with you until the other officer comes back."
"Okay," I said. I tried not to smile too wide. I certainly didn't mind the company.
"So, why are you getting fingerprinted?"
He leaned casually against the edge of the table. I noticed that he was looking directly into my eyes. I wasn't sure if it was because he was attracted to me, or if it was because he wanted to interrogate me. "I'm applying to be a big sister."
"That's very generous of you. Not too many people take the time to volunteer anymore."
"I'd just like to have the opportunity to give back a little." I smiled at him as he continued to study me. It was a little unnerving to be looked at so intensely. I did, however, find him absolutely enticing.
"I'm sure that you will make a great role model," the officer said.